Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura alongside Matt Wilhelm, Joe Jurevicius here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. 2 days away from the Browns and the Bengals, Cincy entering atop the division, 8-4-1. The Browns 7-6, still with their playoff hopes alive, but it's a game they must have as they look to sweep the season series against the Bengals for the first time since 2002. We're going to give you a little preview offensively, defensively. We'll start on the offense. Oh, there's a new quarterback, Johnny Manziel. Joe, your expectations for Johnny and how this offense will change with him at the helm.
Well, I think we're going to see a lot of play action, but also we're going to see a lot of running by the quarterback, which is going to open things up down the field. You know, defenses are going to have to pay a little bit more attention to the guys coming out of the backfield. Is that a running back? Is it Johnny Manziel? And again, when they start to pay attention, I look for the receivers to maybe be able to slip by and get past some second-level defenders for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Defensively, Matt, what are the keys against this Cincy team? Andy Dalton has struggled against the Browns of late. They are undefeated this year, 7-0-1 when they run for 100 yards. So is the key just as simple as stopping the run and getting after Andy Dalton?
It definitely is. And I think, I would hope that Coach Mike Pettine had these guys go back and rewatch the first playing in Cincinnati of this football game, because they dominated. Obviously, offensively, we ran the football very well, and we took Jeremy Hill out of that game, forced Andy Dalton to make those throws, and the mix and match of coverages along with pressure confused him. And again, he threw picks to us as well. And I talked about it yesterday on air, but Buster Screen's going to have a big game. So if I let the cat out of the bag, he's my player to watch because of his matchup with Mohamed Sanu.
All right, patience, Matt. We'll get there. Certainly, offensively, you talked about the impact on the receivers. What's the impact for the running game of the Browns? Because that was the key last time, 170 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground, and it's going to be important for Crow and West to get going.
Well, I think, again, now it's a three-headed monster in the backfield. Obviously, when we establish the run, that's what you'd like to do this late in the season, establish the run, and our rookies have done a great job of it. But now it looks like we're going to have three rookies that are going to be toting the ball, and if all of them can put down considerable chunks of yardage for the offense, I think it's going to be instrumental for our passing game.
And you go against this Bengals team, they've held out of the end zone now in two of the last three meetings, including their last trip to First Energy Stadium. Joe Hayden on AJ Green, he's had his number, only 81 yards allowed in the last three. What's kind of the secret as you see it there?
The secret is because, you know, Joe Hayden is long, and he's got that long speed to match AJ Green. AJ Green loves to run those down the field routes, 10 plus yard routes. And Joe Hayden is amazing, even if he gets beat off the line of scrimmage, because he likes to play aggressive in that man press coverage. He has the speed to recover and climb back into the hip pocket of AJ Green. And again, I think it's a defensive backfield in general. You know, look for Andy Dalton to be confused with us understanding his skill set, and also too what he likes and what he doesn't like. And he forced the football in that first game, and I think he's going to again, because him and Andy Dalton, AJ Green, have gotten back on track a little bit. But again, we hope Buster Screen and Joe Hayden, for that matter, will knock them back off that.
Late movement is key to deceiving quarterbacks. They did that to Andrew Luck, and when you have Jim Leonard and Dante Whitner out there, you can have that at the safety position. Look for that again. All right, who's your one guy that's got to step up on offense?
Johnny Manziel. Why not?
Why
I think
not?
It's why not? We need Johnny to step up. I think there's going to be a lot of excitement, not only in the stadium for the fans, but for the Browns as well. I think everything's kind of been cleared off the table. We're starting anew for these last three games and making a push with the quarterback that adds a lot of excitement.
You may have tipped it off earlier, but I'll ask you again, who's the guy that's got to step up for you in this one?
It's our guy Buster Screen. Opposite Joe Hayden, we talked about the matchup between him and AJ Green. Mohamed Sanu really grew into his own in the absence of AJ Green earlier in the season. He became a go-to receiver, so he has a very significant, comfortable level with Andy Dalton. And if he, again, Andy Dalton knows that matchup between Joe Hayden and AJ Green is going to be here and there and taken away in some cases, so he'll look to the other side. And Mohamed Sanu became that playmaker, but Buster did an amazing job in that first game, and he will look to do the same.
And I think Justin Gilbert's going to get a lot of opportunities to make plays. Kaywan Williams not expected to go with the hamstring injury, so when they go nickel, they're going to slide Buster inside, so that Sanu matchup might also be some Sanu and Justin Gilbert, who had his first interception and touchdown last week against the Indianapolis Colts. The Browns and the Bengals this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. For Matt Wilhelm and Joe Jurevicius, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Today.